Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Author, renowned speaker, PhD therapist, and mood adjuster extraordinaire. Welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show.
Hi, and welcome to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and I'm so delighted to be here with you today and every Thursday from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 p.m. Eastern Time on the truly innovative Transformation Talk Radio Network and the equally wonderful stereo WBLQ 1230 Westerly, Rhode Island. When you have a chance, visit me at my website, sandybrewer.com, and while you're there, sign up for my inspirational thought for the week. It's easy, it's free, it's uplifting. Check it out. In the over 35 years that I've been a speaker and a counselor in private practice, I've had the great privilege of using my skills and intuitive insights to help people get to the heart of whatever is happening in their lives. Here at the Sandy Brewer Show, it is all about you, so I'd love to put those insights to work for you today. No question or subject is off limits. Give me a call, 800-930-2819. Or you can go to transformationtalkradio.com and ask a question in the instant feedback box. Let's get to the heart of what truly matters in your life. And because life is about giving and receiving, we have a gift for you today. The first two callers or emailers with an on-air question will receive an autographed copy of my book, Pursuit of Light. It's a compelling, inspirational memoir that's filled with empowered personal tools that can help change your life today. Pursuit of Light was an Amazon.com bestseller, and it's won 3 literary awards, including USA Best Book Award. We're really happy about that. And it's our thank you today for giving us a call. 800-930-2819. With me today, as in all good things in my life, is my partner, Mr. John Brewer. Hi, John.
Hi, Sandy. You know, it's been a great sunny week here in Southern California, but sadly, the storm clouds have been brewing on the global front. And it's sad to see. But those storm clouds can be a metaphor, really, for our personal life. One of the great masteries of life is to find light in the midst of challenge or in the midst of darkness.
You know, that's really a true story, because it's so tempting to get caught up in the grip of the story and the drama and the terrific, horrific or difficult thing that's going on. One of the things that's made a huge difference in my life came from a quote from Camus, and it says, "In the midst of winter, I have found within me an invincible summer."
That's a powerful, powerful statement. And we're not talking about something that's impractical with personal challenges. It's about lifting our consciousness to find the light. And I think about a woman, Alice Hertz Sommer, who was the oldest Nazi concentration camp survivor. And she said two things that were phenomenal. First was, "I know about the bad things, but I look only for the good things." Then she also said, "I think about the good." And of course, she was a pianist, so it's natural that she followed up with this last statement, and that is, "That takes a lot of practice."
It sure does. Keeping a light heart is just not the easiest thing, but boy, it is the most rewarding thing. And the good news for us today is that takes us right into a perfect segue to introduce a special treat for everyone, because the amazing, the wonderful, the delightful Trent Blanchard is in the house today. You're just going to love this guy. Trent is a life coach. He's extraordinary in that. He's a speaker, an author, and just an all-around all-around great guy. And he's like outrageously generous, too, because he's got two great gifts for you today. We'll get into those in a few minutes, but be sure to stick around. You'll want to be the receiver of one of those great gifts. His book also, he's got a book called Triple A's for the Soul, Your Pathway to Personal Freedom. It's a total gem. It's filled with inspiration and practical ideas. I'm so delighted to welcome my friend Trent Blanchard to the show. Hi, Trent.
Hi, Sandy. Hi, John. Thank you so much for having me on the show today. I mean, it's such a privilege and honor. Thank you.
Well, thank you for being here. You know, when it comes to looking for the good, and you're really good at that, but I think that's what made us connect, that it certainly applies to when we first met. Do you remember that?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It was many years ago, too.
It was many years ago, but tell me what you remember. I'll tell you what I remember.
Well, I remember that we were at a book fair, and we were both at a table selling our books, and I just felt a pull towards you, and of course you and John were just lovely, and once I heard about your story, I was even more impressed and more touched by how you have overcome so much what could, you know, for some people just do them in, and how you were able to turn that around and to share your experience and your process and your journey with other people to help them and assist them in how to re-perceive situations that could be absolutely devastating. And I know that we resonated on that level because, you know, we all have those situations in our lives, and how wonderful that we can look at them, we can learn from them, and we can actually turn them around to actually have that become medicine for other people that are going through a similar situation.
Exactly, and thank you for those kind words. But we did meet, you know, our hearts just opened. We just connected at that level. And I think one of the great, great lessons of that, because I remember that fair really well, and it was interesting.
Because it was, I believe, what many would call a
disaster.
It was the opposite of everything it was supposed to be, you know?
Indeed. That's the whole point of life, is that sometimes, you know, that which we expect will happen doesn't, of course. We have to go with the flow and look at the gifts that we actually receive from it, you know, given, you know, it was so many years ago, and yet I still, even though we don't talk often, I still have such fond thoughts of both you and John, and you hold a special place in my heart. So, you know, you just never know what life's going to deliver. You just have to show up and keep on going with the punches.
And keep in that place of surrender, you know, of being willing to see, hey, it isn't my job is to hold the intention and the open heart, and then I kind of have to let God play too, because my spirit knows how to bring the pieces together in the ways that I couldn't have expected. I could have sold at a different kind of fair a few more books that day, but I would have missed an enriched relationship that is heart to heart, because we don't have a lot of contact at all. But I always, when I think of you, my heart is moved. And so what a gift is that? The books, the
indeed,
sales would have fallen away quickly.
And it's so funny that, you know, I love, you know, part of my ministry is posting on Facebook, as kind of silly as that sounds, because I, you know, wake up in the morning and I read a piece of spiritual literature, and then I simply share whatever my heart is telling me to share. And I do it for myself. I don't do it for other people, but I just am so with the spirit in that moment that I share it. And I actually just shared this week that the only sane thing to do in life is to surrender.
Exactly.
You know, and to surrender and show up. And as you said, hold the intention of doing good in the world, and in God, higher power, spirit, whatever you want to call
right. That,
you know, ominous being above us, will assist us and will help us through that process.
Exactly, because it's spirit that has 360-degree view. I don't. I as Sandy, have no idea how to pull the pieces together. But that which is so much transcends the personality has all of this great love and wisdom, and does a great job of bringing the pieces together, and a less painful job of bringing the pieces together if we don't keep resisting. So that surrender.
Absolutely.
I used to think, Trent, that surrender was the four-letter word of spiritual evolution, because I had so much trouble letting go of controlling it, you know? But then I learned it is really the place of serenity. It's the place of serenity.
Indeed, and I think that when I say surrender, and whenever I say that, people, of course, immediately apply their definition of what that is. And I say surrendering is a giving, not giving up. Mm-hmm. It's a giving in. It's a giving in to what is. And you're right, there's such peace and serenity that comes from that. And quite frankly, I'm done pushing the boulder up the hill, because that's not going to do anything. It's in the surrendering.
It's going to make you really tired and give you a bad backache.
Tell me about it. Enough of that. So, I totally agree with you 100%.
So I love that. And, you know, we're going to get to talk so much more to Trent yet today. But Trent has an extraordinary gift for you. His first gift is an autographed copy of his book. And so be ready with your little fingers to dial, because the first caller, you don't have to ask a question, you don't have to do anything. The first caller will receive an autographed copy of his extraordinary book, AAA's for the Soul, Your Guide to Personal Freedom. Call us at 800-930-2819. Be the first. We want you to have it. So that's our kickoff to today's show. We're going to take a little break. We'll be right back with the fabulous Trent Blanchard. There's so much more to explore. Stay with us. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., Mastering the Art of Dream Building in the Real World. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune into Intuit University, compassionate guidance, connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, each Thursday at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality, fun, and a magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring, as Sherry supports, inspires, and empowers you to create your highest good in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, spirituality, and more. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in Fridays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio.
The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer, and we're here today with the amazing and fabulous and all-around great, great guy, Trent Blanchard. And before our break, we were talking about the importance of surrender and getting into the flow, because that's where the magic happens. And I was reminded of, it was just last week, we were celebrating the 50th anniversary of Martin Luther King's I Have a Dream speech. But what I didn't know until that time, till last week, was that I Have a Dream was not in his a planned speech that was extemporaneous. It just came. And the reason that it just came, the reason that the miracle just came, is because Mahalia Jackson, the great spiritual singer, called out to Martin as he was doing his talk. She called out to Martin from behind him. And she said, tell them about the dream, Martin. Tell them about the dream. And he dropped his planned speech, and everything from that point on was extemporaneous. So the magic happened when, and the thing that Trent and I were talking about is that we don't know what the trigger is going to be for the magic. We just have to be open to receive and then just go with the flow. Trent, you, I think, had in one of your quotes, you were repeating a quote, but I was really drawn to it. It was from Albert Einstein. There are only two ways to live your life. One is as though nothing is a miracle. The other is as though everything is. What do you think about the Martin Luther King thing? I was fascinated with that.
Well, you know what it reminds me of? First of all, I love that, you know, spirit, source, God, again, whatever you want to call your higher power, you know, will, when it is meant to come forward, it will, and we have to trust that. And the beauty about that is, and what I'm reminded about is, oftentimes when people in our way of living say, you know, just show up and surrender and wait for God to show up and such, in spirit to show up, I always want to clarify, it doesn't mean that we're not doing the work that we need to do to prepare ourselves for that to come through us. So it's not a passive process. And I think a lot of people immediately when they hear, oh, surrender, well, then he or she is just sitting on their butt doing nothing. It's an active process of clearing your way, of clearing your insides, so you would then be able to receive it and hear it when that voice does come through.
That's so true, because it's not a passive process. It was exactly the thought in my head as you were talking. And it takes so much. It's like the quote that John read from the oldest concentration camp survivor. I think she's like 109, where it takes a lot of practice. It's very proactive. It's being able to hold the intention, let go of having to control how that unfolds, but actively being in the field, staying in the field, and staying in that place where we can connect to that our dream is already and is. It's already a reality. And then spirit knows how to get me there. That takes a lot of courage, because our personalities want to direct everything or run away from everything. We vacillate back and forth sometimes. But that surrender, that act of faith, that staying in the field and putting one baby step in front of the other, and then all of a sudden the shift will happen. We don't know when. We know that.
Yeah, and we have to trust the process and show up with integrity every minute of our lives.
Exactly. And integrity to me is connected to the word integrate. It comes from integra, the Greek integra. It means the more integrated we are with ourselves, the more integrity we're going to have with our life, the more we're going to be true to all things. And Trent, you're so good at touching people and being generous and being able to read people and understand people and offer such pragmatic and inspirational advice. And here's the big thing. There's such a special gift for you, everybody listening today. The very first person who calls our station, 800-930-2819, and just says the word Trent Blanchard, is going to get a free consultation with Trent. He's an extraordinary life coach. You're in for a treat. That's such a great gift. I can't tell you how delighted we are to be able to offer that and how grateful we are to you, to Trent, for doing that. So give us a call. Those lines are going to be ringing. So congratulations to the person who gets it. That's great, great. Trent, I want to talk more about your book, Triple A's for the Soul. What made you, what got you into writing it?
Well, this, again, it goes exactly, it's so perfectly in line with what we're talking about just simply showing up. So when I first moved to California, I'm an East Coast boy, and when I moved to California, I was getting myself acclimated, and I went into advertising my coaching. And so I went into a magazine, and when I was sitting there waiting for the salesperson to come in and, you know, sign all the paperwork, I was flipping through the magazine, and I heard, you know, and this is where some people might think that I'm crazy, but there's two times in my life I've actually heard voices in my head, and one of them was then in the voice said, ask.
Beautiful.
And I had no clue what that word meant. So I thought it was just, you know, maybe someone was behind me and they were just, you know, talking to somebody else. So I kept flipping through the magazine, and it, again, very clearly came in the word ask. And so what I did then, I sat there and I asked myself, what does that mean? And then the next thing said, ask about writing a column for the magazine. It did not have any kind of a wellness or spirituality segment in the magazine. So I asked, and he goes, well, we would love for you to submit some writing. Now, you don't understand is that I didn't consider myself a writer. So, you know, I was truly just going with the moment, and spirit was saying ask, so I did. So I submitted a piece of writing that I had written in when I was in my ministry school, which was actually it was a sermon. I cut it and paste, sent it to them, and then 3 weeks later, I get an email saying, congratulations, your article is going to be in the next magazine, and in next Friday, you need to submit your next article. So without even my control, I then became a columnist. After doing that for almost 3 years, I began to have a following, and people would say to me, Trent, I love your writing, and it's so helpful to me. I really wish that I had these concepts and these philosophies in a book. And so I sat down, took 3 years of writing, picked out what I felt was the real meat of not only my writing, but also my practice, my coaching practice, my spiritual coaching practice, my life coaching practice, and I put them all together into a book, and there you have Triple A's for the Soul. And the Triple A's represents A, the first A is an article on life, or all, an article about process. B, the second A is affirmation. So you would repeat a certain affirmation while you are going through the article. And the last A, the third A, would be action steps. So that is how Triple A's for the Soul became a book.
I love every
by default and by just surrendering.
I love every single thing like that, that has so much inspiration combined with so much practical application, because that's where the practice comes in. That's where the staying in the field comes in. We take the thought, the idea that is so profound, and we apply it to ourselves, we apply it to our lives, and Triple A's for the Soul does that beautifully. Trent, before we go any farther, tell everybody how we can get that.
So on my website, TrentBlanchard.com, there's information on there on how to get my book. It's a link right on my TrentBlanchard.com.
TrentBlanchard.com. And if you have any trouble, if you didn't get that, it's BLANCHARD is his last name, .com. If you have any problem getting that, he's also linked on our website. Once you've found Trent, we're not going to let you lose him. It's really important. So go to his website, go to our website to link into him if you need to. But Triple A's for the Soul is something you're going to want to check out. It's really a gem, and it's helpful beyond what I can tell you. It will really, really be positive for you. Trent, there are so many places in your book that we could highlight, but I was drawn to talk about the chapter on tending your garden. What was the premise of that?
So I had gone through somewhat painful experience of my life where, you know, when I was a child, I created a belief that I really couldn't trust my family. For whatever reason, that was a belief I created. Now, in hindsight, of course, that was simply a belief that I had. It wasn't the truth of my experience, but I created a belief that I could trust friends more than I could trust my family. And I do believe that all irrational beliefs eventually run their course, and they actually start turning on us, and they actually start hurting us. And for me, a very painful experience happened to me where I actually had to tend my garden. In other words, I had to look at the people in my life and really ask myself if I wanted to have that type of people that would do certain things, even though maybe they weren't necessarily about me. I needed to ask myself if I wanted to have that energy in my life. Just like you would want to tend your garden to make sure that all the good vegetables and plants come up and grow, you know, by taking out the weeds, that's very much, very similar to what I believe we need to do in our lives.
That is so important, because one of the things that I had that I resonated with when I read that chapter is 30-some years ago, I was going through my whole list of friends, quote unquote, and starting to realize that, because I was a therapist and a speaker, that I took a somewhat not healthy and protective role of slipping from in my friendships, slipping into the therapist instead of staying completely with that idea of friendship. So I would keep slipping into the therapist, and I thought, that's not good. Plus, that doesn't create any equality in friendship. So I wanted to shift that, and I wanted to get clear on that. And I was going through my, like, naughty or nice. It wasn't really a naughty or nice, but is this a relationship that I can be an equal in and drop that role, or this is a relationship where I'm doing all the feeding? And I got to a name on my list, and I was going, either or, eeny, meeny, you know? And literally at that exact moment, my receptionist, I was on a break in my office, my receptionist buzzed in and said, John Brewer is on the line. And John Brewer was the name that I was on. And he called only to ask how I was. And 30-some years later, we are in the most extraordinary, rewarding relationship. But that's the synchronicity, when we stay true to ourselves, have integrity, and let our spirit participate with us. That's where the miracle happens. That's the magic. We have to take a quick break. I know we have a caller on the line. Please stay with us. And Brent, can you stay? Trent, can you stay with us for another segment?
Absolutely.
I'm excited. We'll be right back listening to the Sandy Brewer Show.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers. Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you
Hi, welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. We're so glad you joined us today. Such a special treat with our special guest. Trent Blanchard is with us. Give us a call, 800-930-2819. Trent, you'll be happy to know, I think, that your wonderful gifts have been gobbled up. And I congratulate the people who got them because they are in for such a treat.
Wonderful. I look forward to talking with that one person, too.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Great. That's going to be a great gift for her. John, I've kind of hogged the mic here while talking with Trent. What are your thoughts about where we've been?
Well, I've really enjoyed the conversation. And one of the things that has come out really is the being open to change. I think so many times in our life, we have an idea what it should look like. And rather than specifically what we want, we can hold the intent, you know, have the intent for what would it feel like rather than the actual people or business or whatever it is that we think is best for us. So I think that's an item that we could explore a little bit more.
Well, I think that, you know, what came to mind was in July, I had a little, big, whatever we want to call it, medical situation. And it certainly gave me an opportunity to put into practice what we talk about all the time. And that is to look for the good, to see the positive. It's never about looking to see what you've done wrong. When you get into a situation that doesn't look the way it you think it's supposed to, but trying to remember, this is just in the middle of a chapter. It's not even toward the end of the book necessarily. It's just one page in the middle of a chapter, and we have to keep holding to that this chapter can lead us to a profound good. So when I had that medical emergency in July, it was a little hard at first because I felt so vulnerable. It didn't take too long, and John, you were magic on that, of that constant reflection. When I began to see how many ways this situation had the opportunity to be of great service to me, to open up possibilities for the next ever many years, because I was fixing something that I didn't know I had, but that needed to be fixed so that I could have the next many years. So it's just really hard in the midst. I'm going to go back to that Camus thing, in the midst of winter, in the midst of when we're feeling like, oh my goodness, I am just in the bleak, dark zone of nothingness, in the midst of winter, I have found within me that invincible summer. Gosh, that's helped me almost all of my life. Trent, what do you think?
I totally agree. And what I think is so important with what you both said is I think that in order to change, in order to surrender to what will be, we have to accept what is today,
right,
and not judge ourselves for yesterday, but to learn from it, have compassion for ourselves, and then take healthy steps towards getting us in where we want to go. If that's better health, if that's a better relationship, what have you, it's about taking inventory once you've accepted what is without judgment. Because so often we judge our experience in the here and the now, and then we are actually bringing that negativity into the future, which in the future actions that we might take. And we all know that bringing any kind of a negative, heavy energy into our forward momentum does not serve us.
It doesn't at all. And it's so important, because if we're going to judge ourselves, there is absolutely no way we actually can move forward. You can't find the light if you're focused on the dark. It doesn't happen that way. So that first place for everybody to really understand that it doesn't, you don't have to agree with yourself. It doesn't have anything to do with agreement. It has to do with not judging, to have compassion for the traveler. If it was something you could have prevented, you would have prevented, but you didn't have that insight, you didn't have that wisdom, and maybe it wasn't even preventable. Maybe it's the very little logjam that actually creates the insightful moment that lets you find the next level of truth and possibility for you in your life. But if you're busy either being resentful because it's a little bit hard, or judging yourself or others or the situation because it's a little bit hard, then you never get to that place where there's just like being in a sacred forest by a great, beautiful, sacred lake, the place of serenity that I can take with me into my world, and that light is going to be greater than the dark every single time.
I think another thing to think about here is tending the garden is thoughts, to be aware of what our thoughts are, and to be a gardener and root out the negative thoughts and replace them with positive ones. As Trent said, I think if we dwell on the negative things, we're just bringing that forward into the future.
Absolutely. And you know, it's funny, I think earlier you mentioned something about clouds, and I firmly believe, John, you know, not only perhaps more important than tending our garden and our relationships is watching which thoughts we're giving energy to, because the thoughts that we give energy to are always, we're strengthening them. And that will then create our experience. I firmly believe that. And so if we can really be diligent and vigilant with our thoughts and only focus on those thoughts that are in alignment with who we truly are, and I know, Sandy and John, that we all resonate and we all have the same philosophy that any thought that is not in alignment with the truth of who we are as children of the divine, of God, of spirit, what have you, created perfect in his or her likeness, any thought that's not in alignment with that truth is a false statement, is an irrational belief. And those are the thoughts that we need to heal and release, because those are the thoughts that are actually getting in our way of what we're wanting in life.
Exactly. And it takes consistency and practice sometimes to do that. But it's, as you know, Trent, it's never about suppressing. It's about making a choice. The thought comes up, the negative thought, I'm not enough, whatever. I understand that. And the thought comes up. And if we need to explore it a little bit, often with some help, to help us loosen the ground that's holding that thought in, that's a good idea. But it's always with the goal of, this thought doesn't really represent me. This is just a thought I'm somehow, some way attached to. And then we go to, what's that greater thought? One of the things to remember, if I don't know how to do life, certainly would not have known how to find healing without a great sense of there is this universal presence, this great, great power for peace and for love that is the core of me and, from my perspective, the core of all of us. If I'm going to make a statement that's negative, I can disagree. That's where people get messed up. You can disagree mm-hmm. with yourself. You can say, hey, I don't think that was my best plan. But mm-hmm. when we start judging it and I make that negative statement about myself, I really started trying to work with, as a younger woman, the idea that if I'm making that statement about myself, I have to make that statement about my perspective of a universal presence. If I'm less than, if I'm a jerk, if I'm terrible, I have to believe in a God that's less than, that's a jerk, that's terrible. And somehow I had a really hard time doing that.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And that's also for anyone who will read my book. There is actually a chapter in there that is called Thoughts as Clouds. And because
beautiful.
To your point, you don't want to suppress the thoughts, but simply by, again, acknowledging what is, acknowledging the fact that you're mm-hmm. having a quote-unquote negative thought or a less-than thought, don't push it away and say, I don't want to have it. Simply say, oh, there's a thought, and I'm going to simply let it float by like a cloud in the sky.
Exactly. It's always choosing. I get to choose what I want to do with it. Just
yes.
let it float. The floating by like a cloud is a great, great metaphor. Trent, I can't tell you how much I've enjoyed my time with you this afternoon, our time with you this afternoon. Thank you so, so much for being on our show.
Thank you
it's
so much.
It's been a real treat, Trent. Thank you.
Thank you so much, John and Sandy, and bless you.
And you
bless
too.
You.
And let's one more time, let's go for Trent's website, please. It's TrentBlanchard.com. Is that right, Trent?
Yes.
Okay. Trent Blanchard, BlanchardB.com. You're going to want to touch in with him. He's got a great, great newsletter called the Happy Times Newsletter. It's not at all airy-fairy. It's filled with joy and practical ideas, just like his book, on how to get from here to there, how to move into joy, how to move into love, how to take yourself to that greater place, because you are so, so worth your own effort. Trent, I just love you in my heart forever. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I hope we can do this again.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, guys. Take care.
Take care.
Take
bye-bye.
Care, bye-bye.
We're going to take a little break. You're listening to The Sandy Brewer Show, and we will be right back.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for the Sandy Brewer Show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Hi, and welcome back to the Sandy Brewer Show. I'm Dr. Sandy Brewer. We're so happy to be here with you today. We've just been spending most of the show with the fabulous Trent Blanchard. John, what do you think?
Well, I really enjoyed it. He's a breath of fresh air to talk with on the air, and he's got some great ideas. I love his book, and I think other people will as well. So, and when we talked about a lot of things like change, and that's a wide open subject in and of itself.
It really is. And the power of change, you know, I think that's something that we can easily miss. You know, what people are, and even I at some point, and you at some point, all had to deal with, yeah, I'll change, but I just don't know how. And one of the things that we talked about with Trent is that you begin with an intention of what you would like to, what you want to change in you, in your life, in your situation. But then you go inside and you have to be willing to let go of resentments of he said, she said. There are times when I do couples counseling, I think I should always charge double for that, but there are times when that's an inside therapist joke. There's times when I do couples counseling, and because of the way I counsel, I really will not spend much time with he said, she said, but it can be so ingrained on, let me just, you tell her what she should do, or you tell him what he should do. And then I find after we've finished the thing, no matter what I've said during the session, it's so easy for a couple to go back into, well, let me tell the other person what they're supposed to do, and completely miss the mark on, no, we change ourselves first, and then we come into this, enter the situation from a different point of view. And I'm just reminded of the amazing Viktor Frankl, who, as you know, went through a concentration camp, and his entire family was killed in that concentration camp, and he was brutally treated, of course, during that time, and did hard labor without such simple things as shoes or food until he finally, the war ended, and he survived it and went on to establish, really be the leading force of establishing a new momentum for a therapeutic way of looking at life, existentialism. While he was not the founder of it, he certainly was, for, in my mind, the major voice of it. And one of the things that he said was, when we are no longer able to change our situation, we are challenged to change ourselves. And if this from a man who suffered in a concentration camp, who lost his wife and children, and still was driven somehow, his spirit was strong enough somehow to go inside and change his perspective of life. And that's, and change himself, because we get to choose what we're going to do with a situation, no matter how difficult it is, no matter how harsh it is. Reality is based on perspective, on a point of view. It is not carved of in stone. How we experience the data is completely based on what our point of view is about the data. When I was a child, I was abused mercilessly, as I've written about in my book and spoken about from time to time. Abused mercilessly, raped countlessly, had my father's child when I was 13. My parents literally tried to kill me when I was 10. There's like just, it go, went on and on and on. There's, I have every right to be bitter. I have every right to get lost in the morass of that pain. And yet, that's not a right that you want to exercise. And so if you're starting to exercise, whatever your situation is, because it's never comparative. Mine is worse than yours or better than yours. It's never comparative. Whatever it is that hurt you, to be able to look at that and say, yeah, I have the right to be mad. I have the right to be bitter. I have the right to be angry. But is that the right I want to exercise? Will that exercising that right bring me joy, find me love, find me happiness? So we have to go into there and see if we can go deep inside of us to find a place of forgiveness and release and a place where we are not judging others, even if they deserve to be judged, and a place where we are not judging ourselves, even if we have been not so smart. That place where something greater can happen in us. And that's why I'm so centered on spirit. There is a force inside of me greater than what happened. There's a force inside of all of us for good, greater than our circumstance. And if we can find the courage to keep reaching for it, to keep practicing it, to keep wanting to be one with it, to keep raising ourselves up, to know that I have a DNA that it transcends my parents, if my parents were terrible as mine were, that transcends my circumstance. I have a DNA, I have a potential for life, a potential for love, so much greater than where I have been. And the result of that potential is living proof, as I look across the room to my husband, John. That's one of the many great rewards that I ended up having in my life. And it isn't because I'm better or worse. It is just the result of finding a way to find love instead of pain, to find caring instead of resentment, to release my parents and not make my experience a statement of who I am, but the pathway, the rocky pathway through which I traveled in order to become who I could be.
Sandy, you talk about your rocky travel, and I think you captured so beautifully in your memoir, Pursuit of Light, An Extraordinary Journey, an award-winning book, and it is a compelling read. A friend of ours, Dan Callahan, who's the director of Recovery Solutions Center in Boca Raton, said this to his Facebook followers: if you have not read this book, please do so. It is life-transforming. And Dan pledged that for every book purchased this month, he would donate a copy to a Women's Support Center or staff of a Children's Support Center, and we are matching his pledge. So if you haven't read it yet or would like to give a copy to someone else, take advantage of our special summer reading sale with a discounted price of $9.97 and receive a free gift, too. It's a $40 value for less than $10. So do it today by going to sandybrewer.com. And have two copies of Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light, go to organizations providing great services in support of women and children.
We are so happy to be able to do this. We've given away hundreds of books through the years, and to be participating in another great giveaway and support and for pragmatic ideas for people who need to be resurrected in hope and resurrected in truth, resurrected in the promise of all that they could be. So that's where we are. We're excited. We hope you'll participate, and we're delighted with the idea, and we're thankful to Dan for stimulating the idea of in us right now, because in the giving is the receiving, and we're so glad to be a part of this.
Thank you for joining us, and a special thanks to our friend and guest, Trent Blanchard, for being with us. And thanks to the emails and those who have asked for his special gifts. We really do appreciate hearing from you. We're so glad you joined in the conversation on the Sandy Brewer Show. We're here to take your calls and emails for Sandy to get to the heart of what matters in your life. So we invite you to turn on and tune in to listen and call in with your questions. No question is off limits. Or email them to sandy@sandybrewershow.com. Tell your friends that we're on the air every Thursday afternoon from 1 to 2 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 5 Eastern, on the web at Transformation Talk Radio, 1230 a.m. WBLQ in Westerly, Rhode Island, and the sandybrewershow.com, where you can also listen to past shows archived there. So take advantage of a red-hot summer sale by ordering your copy of Sandy's compelling memoir, Pursuit of Light. Just go to the sandybrewer.com, click on the tab for the book, place your order with the discount code SUMMER. Do it today. You'll be glad you did. And special thanks to our engineer, Chrissy, today. And may you all have a fantastic week. Take care. You know they hurt your pride. You better put it all behind you, baby. Because life goes on. You keep carrying that anger. It'll eat you up inside, baby. I've been trying to get down to the heart of the matter. But my will gets weak.
Listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Non-stop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive talk radio is the new craze. Learn and live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now, our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.